Last week we heard a lot about endurance and the need for endurance before the coming of the Lord. This week from James we hear, James 5, about patience. He mentions in four verses patience four times. So he's highlighting and emphasizing something that's important for this community. And he's saying it so many times, he's repeating it so many times because obviously they're in need of hearing it. They're becoming impatient. Patience is one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, but patience is also a virtue. So as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, that means that God infuses, God gives us patience so that we can receive patience from God as a grace. But as a virtue, it's a habit that we can cultivate. How important is patience? Well, if you go back to the early church, one of the earliest of the church fathers, Tertullian, he was born about 190, so just at the end of the second century. He wrote a whole treatise or essay on the virtue of patience. And that was the first virtue that was written about in the Christian era. So of all the virtues we could talk about, and the cardinal virtues, right, and the theological virtues, it was patience that was written about first. He saw it as so important. And then following him, St. Cyprian and St. Augustine both wrote books on patience. And so patience isn't something that we deal with right now, 2,000 years later. It's something that they've been dealing with since the beginning of time, probably. And why is that? It's because of our fallen human nature. The way Tertullian explains it is that every sin has a connection with impatience. He gives the example, what man who has committed adultery did not first give in to the impatience of lust, right? Because what does sin want us to do? When we're tempted, it's like, act right now. Do it right now, immediately. And that's why he also says that the devil is the most impatient of all beings. He's raging with impatience. Think about some of the other vices, like anger or wrath. You know, somebody sends us an email or something happens and in a situation, and I'm going to respond to them immediately, right? So we type out that email and push send. Oh, I wish I didn't send that, right? Or a text. We respond quickly, immediately when we're hot with emotion. We're impatient, right? Or maybe some famous people that use Twitter for that and do that quickly. So you can apply that to every one of the vices. I think about myself with eating. Gluttony is one of my favorite sins. And so, like I've told my family members, with it, when it comes to sweets, it's either all or none. And so there's such a strong temptation to just consume it right now, right? But if I can just focus on being patient, the temptation goes away. The temptation goes away. What a difference in our life it would make if we were more intentional about being patient. Well, how do we go about doing that? Well, first of all, being intentional, but remembering it's directly connected to hope. That's what Tertullian said. And this is the season of hope. And because it's the season of hope, it's also the season of patience. You cannot separate the two. Because think about, hope is something that you're anticipating will come, that you'll eventually get it. If you have hope, you don't have it yet. Otherwise, it's not hope. That's why in heaven there's no hope or faith. Because you have immediate, perfect vision of God. There's nothing more to hope for. So if you're hoping for something, that means you have to be patient right now. And there's going to be all types of temptations, apparent goods the devil's going to put before our eyes, right? So that we would act and compromise ourselves in attaining the better good, the thing that's promised to us. When it comes to the evil spirit and the way that the devil works, there's probably nobody has been better than St. Ignatius of Loyola in helping to identify when the evil spirit is working and tempting one and when the Holy Spirit is working and prompting one towards the good. He says, when you find yourself in desolation, so you feel disconnected from God, there's no desire to pray, you're disconnected from others, that you have desires for what is lowly and earthly, use your imagination. When those things happen, it's kind of like what we heard in James, when it's not raining. You know, the farmer, he waits for the rains at the end of the season. That means there's times when it's very dry, it's not raining, so you're in desolation. You know what he said, the first thing he says to do? Strive to remain in patience. And remember that consolation, connection with God, connection with others, attraction towards what is truly good, consolation will return. Consolation will return. So it's like a hope. So during the season of Advent, the best virtue that we can cultivate is really the virtue of patience. Because without patience, hope is impossible.